All right, and then we come to the finale that wraps up this emotional roller coaster that was Death by Rock and Roll. And I mean, we can't. I mean, they're only. I like to keep it light, but the fact of the matter is that the song was specifically is a song about our lost friend, and he Taylor.
It's a love letter.
But I can talk about it kind of generally. Taylor actually wrote a slow blues song.
Yep.
That was had all the lyrics, and it was this song. And she showed it to me. She didn't play it for me. She said, check out these lyrics. I wrote the slow blues song. And before she ever sang whatever she wrote, I went, stop, don't play me shit. This sings so easily in my head to what it should be. And I just literally, the lyrics were sitting there on my lap, and I just went, well, how are you doing? And boom. All right, I think even.
Yeah. No, that came.
Boom. And Taylor just went, all right, well, forget,
well,
forget
my slow blues. Okay, that's fine.
And I don't even know if you remembered at this point.
At this point, I mean, honestly, no, at this point.
And then we got some background singers. This definitely harkens, but again, very, I don't want to say Neil Young-ish kind of song, but we started with a harmonica part.
Yeah, to kind of set the tone of the song.
It's kind of the funny, here's a little funny note on the harmonica part. Actually, the idea came from the Muppet movie.
Yes.
Where Gonzo's sitting in, where they're all sitting in the desert, and he sings the sun rises, night falls, sometimes
we're not going to be able to include that, by the way.
We're not?
No. You can't sing somebody else's song.
Yeah, you can.
You can't? Isn't that just a cover?
I can sing I can sing 10 seconds of it.
Right. I thought you get away with 7 seconds.
Okay.
Does any, no one, first nobody of all, really everyone
does any, no one has any
no
idea.
Fucking idea. I'm trying to avoid a problem before it happens, but clearly.
Well, it's, first of all, it's Spotify's problem. It's not a problem.
Sorry, Allison.
I'll play back. No, it's really Stop. Spotify's problem.
Again, sorry, Allison.
So sorry with the harmonica. Oh, yeah, sorry, Allison. Shout out to Allison Hagendorf.
Yeah, we love you.
Got some background singers.
Mm-hmm.
A bevy of a couple women, who John knows. If you want to give them a shout out, feel free.
Yeah, it was Sarah Halley Richardson and Anna Lombard.
I always think that people with three names are serial killers, but whatever.
She was very nice. I assure you, she wasn't a serial killer.
You never met them.
Yeah, I know. I'm just assuming. So,
John and I did that day. And let's see, I remember things, you did a lot of work on this song, John. You really fancied this out. And I remember at the end of it, you going like, this needs big electric guitar strums. And I think I was pretty much burnt at that point. So you just kind of went in the studio and I think you took the Gretsch. I can't remember what you used. It feels like a hollow body though.
And so I might've been the white Telecaster. That I tend to gravitate
you
towards.
You do
that.
Gravitate since, towards that.
I agree with you. And since you won the headphone, we had a headphone challenge earlier.
Headphone yes, but battle. I also cited the bridge as the entirely
you
wrong
did.
Song.
You,
so
since you
know.
Just currently screwed that one up, I'm going to go with, it sounds, now I don't think I'm right at all. I think you used the Les Paul. That's what I think. Did we have any other hollow
bodies?
Yeah,
what are you saying?
We had 70 hollow bodies.
Did we have any other guitars?
I might have played one of the 335, so.
Did you play Nashville guitar on that song,
I
too?
Did play Nashville guitar, which is high strung.
Yeah, which is a 12 string with the low string taken off.
Yep.
Then how come it doesn't sound like Hey You by Pink Floyd? Screw you, John.
Screw you, I'm going home.
Yeah, screw you, I'm going home. So that wraps it up. That's it. That's Death by Rock and Roll by The Pretty Reckless.